Last week, the Justice Department indicted Colombian right-wing paramilitary leader Carlos Castaño, one fellow commander and another alleged paramilitary leader, on charges of shipping as much as 16 tons of cocaine to the United States. The department is seeking their extradition. There's little hope Colombian authorities will capture Castaño, but some say he may turn himself in. Reporter Stephen Dudley found the paramilitary leader in his jungle hideout.
Since the indictment came down, Castaño hasn't stopped doing what he does. At a paramilitary camp in the jungles of northern Colombia, teenage recruits emerge from a waterlogged tunnel, then crawl through the mud beneath barbed wire at the behest of their trainers. Just a few feet away, Castaño observes the action and comments to his fellow commanders. These days, the head of the loosely knit paramilitary alliance is at a pain to keep up appearances. It's hard. The U.S. indictment has all but destroyed his dream of defeating his archenemies, the leftist guerrillas, on the battlefield. His paramilitary alliance, known as the AUC, is in tatters. His leadership of the group in question. The AUC grew exponentially under his command to include close to 15,000 men. The AUC also successfully pushed the rebels from many of their former strongholds and became the government's de facto ally in the war. But much of the AUC's finances came from drug trafficking, a fact that Castaño admits tore his group apart and put him in the eye of the U.S. justice system. On this day, he didn't want to talk into the microphone about his possible extradition. But a few weeks earlier, as rumors swirled of the pending indictment, the paramilitary leader said he would turn himself over to U.S. authorities. I would be willing to go there to face trial, he said. There wouldn't be anything else to do, because my conscience is clean. The U.S. decision to request Castaño's extradition sent shockwaves through Colombia. The AUC leader has spent the last year trying unsuccessfully to clean the paramilitary's image of that of drug trafficking mercenaries. He was also working hard to start peace and disarmament talks with the government. Analysts like National University political scientist Mauricio Omero say that without Castaño to pull together the dangerous and disparate paramilitary factions operating around the country, Colombia's war will get worse.
Pero ya con la solicitud de extradición, la situación sí es mucho más difícil.
They were looking to negotiate and lay down their weapons, Romero says, and now that's going to be impossible because the government can't negotiate with criminals, with people who are up for extradition. Castaño's situation may also complicate the war effort. The paramilitaries could dissolve if he faces trial in the U.S., and the Colombian government could lose a critical component of its counterinsurgency plan. But others applauded the U.S. decision. Colombian and U.S. human rights groups said it was a chance to try Castaño on the multiple massacres and assassinations they say he's responsible for. Castaño runs a ruthless war in which unarmed civilians suspected of aiding the guerrillas fall under the paramilitary sword more than the armed rebels themselves. Carlos Rodriguez works for the Colombian Commission of Jurists in Bogotá. We want him to be tried for war crimes and crimes against humanity, Rodriguez says, and we want reparations for the victims' families. In the meantime, Castaño said he would continue fighting the guerrillas and training others to do the same. As darkness settles in the jungle, Castaño, along with some of his teenage recruits, sings the paramilitary's hymn, aptly titled, Die Rebels. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in the jungles of northern Colombia.